Hello, is Sarita available?
Yes.
Thank you. This is Jennifer. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know that it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and all their offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably no vote?
Vote, I'll vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry, just to confirm I hear you correctly, you said definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what is your age?
Why do you want my age?
It's just a basic question. If you don't want to answer it, it's okay. We can continue.
73.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
What was it again?
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a Pacific Islander.
I'm sorry?
Pacific Islander.
Thank you so
Pacific
much.
Islander.
Okay, let me see if we have it on the list. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat. 2096.
Thank you so much. And you consider yourself as a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
It's strong. Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Satisfied, I would say. That's important to that the Democrats have to do for in some other some.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Gluskin Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Who is it? Which one?
Mary Gluskin Paris.
I don't know. I don't know who she is. What is this for Washington?
Yes, it's for Washington. Oh. She has a job as a Congresswoman.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too familiar with her yet, so kind of have been busy.
Okay. Not a problem. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve, but there's some things like, there's some things that need to be changed, like, gosh, I can't think of now, like, more for homeless people, and then I guess
you will say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Thank
somewhat
you.
Disapprove, but there's like kind of think of there's some things that mm-hmm. you need to work on, like I kind of blank right now. A lot of like things are like government like taking control of things, like
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff is closing, and, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm the customer right now, so yeah. Anything else? Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Now the next one. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The first one is growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, climate change, and protecting the environment, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Yes, all of them. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Not the big bus. We will hold on 1 second. Okay, you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, most of the things that you said, that's good, you know. Yeah. Good that Biden is doing a good job.
Okay, so you said that for the job, and what would be the other one?
I kind of lost you. What were you asking?
Sure. You could select up to two of what was the main issues or the more important issues that the member of Congress should focus on. You already selected growing the economy and creating jobs. Is there any other topic that you would like to add?
Yeah, so that is immigration should be more...
The one for border security?
Yeah, more, yeah. I mean, border security is important. And then what the thing is, like all these people that come and then they get free everything and all that's not good.
Okay.
People come from there and then they get free of everything, which is not good. And, you know, I came in this country the right way, so should be a little bit, be more strict.
Okay, not a problem. Let me add that. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Mary Gusick in Paris. From 0 to 100, how favorable or unfavorable are you towards them?
I don't mind to, I guess.
You place an 80 to her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next person is Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
From 0 to 100, how much will you give him?
Yeah, 90. I thought it was for Joe Biden. What was for the other one?
Oh, the first one was Mary Gusick in Paris.
I haven't. I would say like 85. I don't know. I cannot really. I don't know. Didn't educate myself too much. Yeah.
No worries. The next person is Maria. The next person is Maria Cantwell.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's okay.
How much will you rate her from 0 to 100?
About 85.
85, thank you so much. The next person is Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. The next person is Raul Garcia.
I don't know who's that.
Okay, not a problem. If you have no opinion or have never heard about him, just let me know. Person is Joe Kim.
I don't know, but...
Okay, thank you. The next one is an organization, is MAGA Republicans.
What is it again?
MAGA Republicans.
No, I don't.
It's for MAGA Republicans?
MAGA, yeah, no, zero.
You have no opinion? Okay, thank you. Okay, then the next organization is Walk Liberals in Congress.
No, I don't know much about it. No opinion.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much. Okay, now, if the election of president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'll vote Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the election of Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Ken or Democrat Mary Guzikin Paris?
I don't know. Can you say it again?
Sure. If the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Ken or Democrat Mary Guzikin Paris?
Democrat Mary, yeah.
Will be, let's see, for Democrat Mary, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Even though you're not supporting Joe Ken now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is that a first chance that you might support Ken, a small chance, is a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support him?
Some chance, yeah.
A small chance?
I haven't studied on that yet.
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think that it's somewhat important, or 10 if you think that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0
hold,
to
hold
10.
Hold on 1 second. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. Just my, I'm a minute to wake right now, so I didn't know it was just survey took so long.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm a minute to wake right now, so it's kind of, I didn't think the survey would be so long.
Oh, we're almost at the middle of the survey.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So for what we were saying on the attributes of the member of Congress, you consider that from 0 to 10, it is not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important. The first attribute is someone you can trust.
Yeah, very important.
Will you give, well, how much will you give from 0 to 10 to that attribute?
I don't know, the 9.
Thank you so much. The next one is someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you so much. The next one is a fighter for the working class.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. And then the next one is a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
10.
Thank you so much. And the next one is a leader who will understand our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements for some people that have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Guzikin Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Guzikin Paris for Congress, 5 means is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement...
I don't know. I'm not sure on that one. Maybe 8. I don't know. I haven't.
Okay. Would you like to
hear? Is she Democratic? Is she Democratic?
If I'm not mistaken, because I don't recall very well, I guess that yes, she is.
Okay. Yeah. Like not 8.
Okay, the first statement that I'll give you is that Mary Guzikin Paris isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she is hot got to get some greasy under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses as a member of the House of Small Business Committee. Mary team up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. In a scale from 0 to 10, how much will you rate her?
10.
10. Okay, thank you so much. The next statement is that Mary Klusik in Paris believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training on high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Yeah, that's a good 10.
Thank you. And the next one is that Mary Klusik in Paris is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs of $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime for the pharmaceutical industry.
What is for $35 a month? What is it for?
Sure. For the insulin costs at $35 per month.
Insulin? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But I do like to ask again, if the election for Congress in 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Klusik in Paris?
I don't know. I think Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. Thank you so much. I'm going to rate you, well, we almost finished. I just wanted to let you know. I'm just going to rate you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for well-being of the families above the big special interest bankroll in his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. This is a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports the regulation in the health insurance industry, which would lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I don't know. I'll just have an opinion on this right now because I have customers coming in. Are we almost done?
Almost finished. Give me just one more moment. The last statement is that Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to get burial if they become pregnant, even in case of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decision without politicians interfering. In this case, this statement will give you no doubts at all to support him, some doubt or serious doubt from 0 to 10.
I don't know, 8.
Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say that you're more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Who's this?
Sure. After hearing about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Maybe more.
More likely or much less likely?
More likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I don't know. I have no opinion right now because I can't think right now.
Okay, and just to double check, you have no opinion because you're not sure and you're still processing the information that we just gave you, or you just haven't investigated much about him to have a reason not to support him?
Yeah, I haven't investigated much about it. Plus, I'm at work right now, so I cannot rush and decide. I'm at work and my customers are coming in and out, so it's kind of difficult.
Okay, no worries. Let me write that down. And the last few questions are just for the statistical purposes. What is your last year of schooling that you have completed?
Dog Creek. Some college.
Okay, some college. Thank you. Are you married or married, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Have one answer?
Sure. It is just only
liberal,
one.
Liberal, somewhat very liberal and somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Do you go twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
No, hardly. It's hard to say.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that was basically it. I really appreciate you taking the time with me today to complete the survey. And thank you so much for your time. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.